The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Buchanan, Senator Johnson. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Julia Costello.
Friends, if your hearts and minds are up for prayer, please pray with me. Grace and peace to all. Lord Jesus, as we continue building our friendships and work toward our common goals on earth, also keep us focused on your words and actions, and in turn, share your message with all. In Romans 12, 10 to 11, we read, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord." In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, does any senator seek the floor for a point of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Wall, seek the floor?
Brief point, Mr. President.
You are in order.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. Good morning, colleagues. I want to just take a brief minute, if you will, this morning to remember the life of the Reverend James Reeb. For about 18 months, I had the blessing of worshiping at All Souls Church in Washington, D.C., a congregation that has gathered for nearly two centuries and that was once ministered by Reverend Reeb. Reverend Reeb was murdered on this day in 1965 in Selma, Alabama, by white supremacists following the events now known as Bloody Sunday. Eulogizing this martyr for civil rights, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. described Reverend Reeb's life as a shining example of manhood at its best. Dr. King told us, quote, "In his death, James Reeb says something to each of us, black and white alike, says that we must substitute courage for caution, says to us that we must be concerned not merely about who murdered him, but about the system, the way of life, the philosophy which produced this murder. His death says to us that we must work passionately and unrelentingly to make the American dream a reality so he did not die in vain." To this day, Reverend Reeb is honored and remembered at All Souls Church, and I had the good fortune to pray and worship in the same sanctuary where this prophet of freedom once ministered. And as providence would have it, I was a member of All Souls when Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, and whose death ignited the movement for black lives. In the years since, our nation has continued to be roiled by more killings of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and last summer, George Floyd. These deaths, each the result of their own tragic circumstance and yet together united by an unmistakable thread, have shocked our nation and provoked a renewed sense of soul-searching and outrage and a simple question. Why does this keep happening? The Iowa General Assembly last year took a small step to begin the process of creating the accountability necessary to answer that question. But of course, the answer does not lie with reforms to law enforcement solely, because this problem is not solely one of law enforcement. As Dr. King said in his eulogy for Reverend Reeb, we must be concerned not merely about who murdered him, but about the system that made this murder possible. As a result, public health, education, housing, and so many other areas are a part of the answer too. And because every community is different, the answer is going to look different in each community. There is a critical role for the state and for the federal government in this work, but ultimately every community, its members, its leaders, its institutions, its government, bears this responsibility. Mr. President, the Iowa Senate and our great General Assembly should take great care to not further fan the flames of division that are alight in this country. In this body, Republicans and Democrats alike condemned the violence and loss of life our nation witnessed during the summer, and Republicans and Democrats alike condemned the violence and the loss of life that our nation has witnessed in the time since. Last year, both parties came together to broker a compromise that moved our state forward with a bipartisan approach, and Mr. President, Senate Democrats are ready to do that again. As we reflect today on the life and the death of the Reverend James Reeb, I hope that we also keep in mind the black Americans whose deaths have also shocked our country. And as we search for meaning amid this loss of life, to paraphrase Dr. King, if we listen, we'll hear that their deaths say to us that we must work passionately and unrelentingly to make the American dream a reality so they have not died in vain. Thank you, Mr. President.
While uncustomary, the chair would like to take this opportunity to do a quick point and congratulate Jennifer Bimino, one of our staff members behind the chamber, on her birthday. So please join with me in congratulating Jennifer on her birthday. Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Scott, Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 15th at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Scott, Senator Smith. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, March 15th at 1 p.m.